Adam, how did he name the animals?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum.
I've had Christians tell me that there's no way Adam could have named all the animals in just one day, as Genesis teaches. Therefore, they say, the days of creation must have been long periods of time. Well, first of all, Adam didn't have to name all the animals. He only had to name certain groups of land animals that God brought to him. For instance, the creeping things aren't listed in the groups he named. Second, Adam didn't have to name as many animals as people might think. For instance, even though today we've many different varieties of dogs, all these creatures belong to the one dog kind. Thus, Adam would only need one name for them. There are far fewer kinds of animals than species or varieties. And lastly, Adam was very highly intelligent, with a perfect brain anyway. He could have named lots of animals with no problem remembering their names. We can trust the Bible's account of creation in Genesis.
Can we also trust what the Bible says about a global flood and Noah's Ark? For some faith-building answers, request a sample copy of our Answers magazine, a special 106-page issue on the Ark. Call us 24 hours a day, toll-free, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and offer a gift of any amount. We'll also send you information on the full-size Noah's Ark we're building. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.